In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
What are your thoughts now that the season's over? And I know there's a lot of playoff stuff that we need to get into. But what are your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama and his first season? He's the first rookie, in my opinion. I remember when Grant Hill was a rookie that I kind of watched every night to see, hey, what did Grant Hill do last night? You know, when LeBron was a rookie, of course, what did LeBron do being someone that's from Ohio? And LeBron and Carmelo Anthony. Because Carmelo, people forget, Carmelo Anthony was better than LeBron his rookie year. He was a better player. He was older. He was more polished. He was a better player the first year. He's not a better player in his career.
I apologize for the little chuckle. It was
No, he's a better player than LeBron as a rookie. I didn't say he was a better player.
He was a better scorer than LeBron as a rookie.
I felt that he was a better player. He should have won Rookie of the Year, in my opinion. Obviously, LeBron is, you know, GOAT status or up there near GOAT status.
And I've kind of always been of the feeling that as talented as Carmelo was, he was actually a bad basketball player.
Well, he didn't play any defense. I
mean, not only did he not play defense, he was a ball stopper who liked to shoot with volume and not actually make players around him better. His rookie year, a lot of that was hidden by the fact that Chauncey Billups was around.
That's true. Well, good point guard will change your life, change your trajectory, change
the second Chauncey Billups got swapped out for Allen Iverson, you saw
that. Well, AI and Melo are the same guy, though. It's just AI is a foot shorter. But they're both the same type of guy. I mean, they're both high volume, not always high percentage shooting people. They're going to score a lot of points. But, you know, AI, by the time he got to Denver, wasn't playing any defense at all. Like, he played some defense in Philly, but didn't play a lot of defense in Denver. But we'll get into that. But what are your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama?
So, Wemby, you see all the signs of generational talent, the hype, everything that was said about him coming into the league.
He exceeded my expectations. He's better than I thought he was going to be.
He showed all of the ability that we expected. I was on record as calling him the best prospect ever coming into the league. Not saying he's the best player ever.
Right.
The word prospect. You know,
he looks like it. I mean, he's a better prospect than LeBron James was because of the fact he's 8 feet tall and four blocks a game. I mean, that's the one thing that LeBron doesn't do because he just doesn't have that level of length.
But he moves very fluidly. He has good footwork. His jump shot, he has a good touch on his jump shot. The accuracy is improving, so the percentage is going up. But the touch was always there. He plays with IQ. He's got good court vision.
Right.
And he's not just a shot blocker. He's a guy who seems to enjoy exerting effort on the defensive end.
Yeah, I like that about him the most. He enjoys playing defense.
Right.
He's not a reluctant defender.
So the best thing that happened to Wemby his rookie year, somebody asked me, sent me a text message a couple months ago, like 2 months into the season or so. What's Pop doing with Wemby? Didn't understand. He was holding him, only letting him play 20 minutes a game
or so.
But
that was smart.
And my answer was, he's getting him a good running mate next year.
Well, and he's tanking, but also, you don't want to risk injury. You need to give him some time to adjust to the NBA game because it's not the same as playing in Europe.
But that aside, he's shown the ability to hold up.
Not over 80 games, though.
But
I think playing him 28, 29 minutes a night. By the end of the season, if you notice, the last month, he's playing 36, 37. If you look at his last stat line, the last month of the season, he's averaging 27, 12, and 4 blocks a game, which is ridiculous for a rookie. So he let him loose later on in the season.
At that point, they were already solidified at the bottom of the standings as well. You're already...
This is a bad draft, though. There's nobody coming out this any good.
But you don't need a superstar to go with Wemby.
That's true.
You need a
Now, there's a rumor.
You need a talented, good decision maker.
I thought about you. There's a rumor that they're going to get Trae Young. And when I saw that, I was just like, well, you're basically throwing his career down the tubes if you bring in Trae Young.
I agree.
Because Trae Young will shoot him out and wave him off a pick to shoot a 35-footer, three-pointer that he misses. Mm-hmm. So that's the rumor, is that they're going to make a run. And then there's the doomsday rumor is that they draft Bronny, get LeBron, and maybe somebody else that, you know, is old and wants to chase a ring comes there as well. That's kind of the doomsday rumor.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a legitimate discussion.
And I think San Antonio is too good of an organization, and Pop knows basketball too well for either of those scenarios to really come to be realistic.
Well, if they get Trae Young, man, that would be unbelievably bad.
Trae Young is literally, even if Trae Young with his shooting shot the ball with the efficiency like a Steph, that's not the type of player you want to go with a Wimby.
Right. You don't want someone that's a ball dominant person.
Right.
You want to train Wimby to be a ball dominant guy because he makes other people better.
Right.
And because of his height, you know, and vision, he can hit other people. Whereas Trae Young is the exact inverse of. Mm-hmm.
You're looking for somebody who wants to distribute.
Right.
Can hit the spot up shot, move without the ball, and play off of Wimby, not turn it over, be a good decision maker when necessary.
No, I agree. We'll be back. More of Lance Day Radio Network, HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, after these messages.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
5 seconds left on the clock. I don't think A&M is watching the clock. Has to shoot a long three. Oh! Made it! He pulled up from Gehenna at the end of the shot clock. Messiah Thompson. Oh, my. Oh, my. That might have been the dagger. That might have been the dagger.
That is definitely the dagger.
That might have been the dagger. I don't know if he made that on skill or luck, but the shot clock was winding down. A&M didn't realize, and Messiah Thompson had to pull up and shoot that, and he cashed it out again.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
This is James Lewis III, host of the Lance J Radio Network. In addition to covering the sports talk and entertainment industries, I am also an experienced healthcare executive and consultant. Check out our HealthCast series, where I connect with doctors, CEOs, athletes, and celebrities about the most important topic that impacts us all. Find the HealthCast on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every segment of the radio show on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 and provide exclusive, uncensored content and interviews.
I have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bear my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new plan. Nothing is
ever dead. Keep your skin clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way.
May increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Classic sneakers I had, Patrick Ewing's.
Oh, the Ewing's. The Ewing's was hot.
The blue, orange, and white. Got those. Got a fresh pair.
You
got
to bring those into the studio. You got to bring those.
And I got the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Adidas.
I didn't even know that he had a shoe.
What? And I got the Stan Smiths. I'm telling you, these ones.
I don't even know what
the
Stan Smith
was. The Stan Smith, the green and whites, the official color. I got the official Pumas, the red, suede, the blue suede, official Pumas, classic.
So we're winding down.
Hold up. The first Air Force Ones, the Dunks, the Flights. What else was crazy? The Hibachis.
James Lewis.
You talking about the Hirachis or the Hibachis?
I call them Hibachis, Hirachis, okay. Whatever.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.